Great. Hope not. You know, like we've had a plan in the past for good returners that have played receiver, you know, we'll kind of go cover it as a case-by-case basis, but I'm going to use them as long as the head coach tells me I can use them.
How frustrating was it to see those short pooch kicks the other night?
We knew it was coming. I don't know if you guys noticed the formation we had. We had a bunch of skill guys back there. We knew they weren't going to kick to us, and I thought we did a great job. As I told our guys, we had ball possession. I'd like to get a couple more across the 30. I had one of the 35, but we averaged the 28-yard line, and I think Coach Musgrave will take the 28-yard line every time. So it was great field position. Our guys did a great job. We gave the ball back to the offense every single time. Did we have a chance to score? Now it was tough. But we knew going in, we knew all week, well, short week, but we knew during the week that it was going to be that type of game for us.
You expect to see that the rest of the way, then?
No. I think Seattle's going to kick off to us. Why wouldn't they? They have the best kickoff team in the NFL. They're outstanding. They got a great kicker. They got great players covering. They're well-coached. So I think they're going to kick it to us. It's my gut.
In some ways, does when teams are pooching it, does that give you more options? You know, you had the fake reverse, and that seemed to kind of throw them off a bit too.
That, I mean, against, that was in punt return against Dallas. Yeah, well, you know, you could do it there, probably not. But the biggest thing there is just try to get the ball up the field. It's normally not your return man per se, but you know, with Joe Webb back there and AJ Jefferson and Toby Gerhart, and you know, we had, what, four different guys returned kicks the other night. So, but like I said before, we expected that going into that game.
You ever had that where you had, like, it was the first four kickoffs, too, and it was four different guys?
Four different
ever
guys. Had not that I can remember. I think I've done that before in my strategy against, like, a Chicago or a team with a great returner. I've done that before, but I've never had it done to me before. So it was, you know, something we prepared for, and our guys did a great job, reacted well.
What have you seen from Seattle's punt cover team on film?
They're awesome. I mean, their punter has been a guy in the past. John's been a guy that's really outkicked his coverage at times, and they've limited him to doing that this year. He's putting them a little bit shorter, not much shorter, a little bit shorter and much higher. They've got outstanding gunners. They do a great job interior-wise. They fly down the field. They get off blocks. Again, they're well-coached. They're doing everything right. I think they've given up a total of 15 yards on 11 returns in, what, 9, 10 games? I mean, that's pretty impressive. I've never even heard of that before.
And they're in the bottom of clear catches and balls in the 20. Speed from the gun.
Oh, they're gunners, Lane and 41. Both those two guys, you can't block them at the line of scrimmage unless you put two on them. And because of that, you know, limits what you can do on punt return. So they do a great job. Again, they're well coached, and the punter's doing a great job of placing the ball where they want it.
Carroll called Sherrill's the best punt return in the NFL. What has made him so effective this year?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Pete Carroll said that Sherrill's is the best punt return in the NFL. What has made him so effective?
Well, you know, I don't know if he's the best in the NFL, but he's done a great job. I know he's got a great average. He's very conscientious. He's gotten better every year that I've been here. It's important to him. He works at it. He studies tape. I think he's a little bit quicker and faster than he was a year ago. I mean, he was still improving as an athlete. His confidence has gotten higher, and I think he believes in what we're doing and with our schemes, and our guys are blocking really well for him, and they know that, you know, when they block hard for him, he's got a chance to break one.
Does his size in that situation also help as far as him being?
It can help, yeah, because of his quickness, but obviously it can hurt too when he takes some good shots out there. But yeah, I think Marcus has done a great job, and our guys have done a great job blocking for him.
Cordero seems to pick his spots well when, if he's going to run it out, or if they're kicking away from him and he gets fewer opportunities, do you worry about an impatience to him, or do you trust that he knows a good spot?
No, I trust him because, you know, that's something we talk about. He won't leave the sideline until we've talked briefly on where we want him to line up, whether or not it's a good idea to bring out if it's 8 or 9 deep, that sort of thing. Like I've answered that question a couple times before this season, where, you know, we're going to communicate that with him so he doesn't have to make those decisions. Make it easier for him so he can play fast.
All restrictions off of Blair at this point with the hamstring.
He's fine. He's fine. Yeah, he better be. No, he's fine. He's fine. I like to tease him about that. But, yeah, he's doing well. We're going to kick off today and kick some field goals today and get a little bit extra work. We're going to go outside a little bit today and let him kick some in the elements and get him ready for Sunday.
I thought you were going to call him out for milking it or something.
No, he wasn't milking. He had a legitimate injury. I mean, but I like to tease him about it. No, Blair's a great guy. He's a hard worker. He's very serious about his craft. And, you know, he wants to be 100% just like we want to be 100%. But he's fine. He's ready to roll.
Any Percy back there for them?
It's... Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't doubt it. We're preparing. like we're going to see him back there. And we know who he is. We know what type of returner he is. We know how dangerous he is. You know, he did a great job while he was here. And I'm sure when he's 100% healthy, he will do that full time for him. But we're going to prepare like he's going to be back there. I think we have to.
You just pray Blair can get it out of the end zone if that's the case, if Percy's back there?
I mean, I do a lot of praying, but it's not right before kickoff, so we'll see. No, I think we're hoping Blair kicks him high and deep. Yep, absolutely. Right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.